Some of the OWN Network's biggest hits have been soapy dramas like Greenleaf and shows from Tyler Perry. But earlier this month, the channel, which is owned by Oprah Winfrey, began airing a new drama called David Makes Man. It's about a smart, ambitious high school student navigating his life in a poor Miami housing project. The show is created by playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney, whose work inspired the Oscar-winning film Moonlight. In fact, one reviewer described the new show as Moonlight meets The Wire. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching, and he joins us now to discuss. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
David Makes Man follows David, who is attending a school on a scholarship, and he struggles to balance life at this mostly white school and his poor neighborhood, where a drug gang controls the area around his family's apartment. Here's a clip of David, played by Akili McDowell, complaining to his mentor about being sent to the principal's office for getting into a fight with another student. Let's take a listen.
Look, I know you feel bad. You saw red. You thought somebody close to you was trying to stand in your way. That's the world, G. Sometimes you gotta hit him up.
I didn't hit him.
There you go.
I made him hit me.
That's better?
No. They got me seeing the school psychologist.
Well, get her to see that you're one of the good ones. Get her to see that you're exceptional.
What is this show trying to say about the pressure to be exceptional?
Well, this show is all about all the unique pressures that make a coming-of-age story for a young black man different than coming-of-age stories for other people. In particular, it's about code switching. It's about this idea that you present yourself in a different way, you speak in a different way, you react in a different way in different cultural environments. So he's constantly having to act one way in his neighborhood and in the housing project where he lives, and he has to act another way when he's at school. And the question is, like, what's his true face? Like, when you're constantly switching and performing in a way for the people around you so you fit in, who are you really deep down? And that's what this entire piece is really about.
Critics have been saying that this show has a level of complexity not seen since HBO's The Wire. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, The Wire is a show that ultimately is about systems. Like David Simon, the guy who created it, wanted to create a show that would talk about how no matter what your intentions are, no matter how good a cop you are, no matter how good a person you are, if you get caught up in the system of policing or the system of the drug war or the system of the drug distribution and selling system in poor black neighborhoods, it's hard to escape the effects of that system. And so he's about systems. David Makes Man is about the journey of a particular young man, someone who's very intelligent, but somebody who's also kind of trapped in poverty. He's trapped in the social systems of the neighborhood that he lives in. And he's also, in a way, confined by the expectations for him when he goes to this other school. We see how much he's struggling to figure out, like, who am I? Mm. And how do I get to that ideal person from where I am now? And it's a unique kind of story that I don't think we've seen told in quite this way.
This show is deeply personal for the playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney. He grew up in Miami. As we said, he wrote the play that inspired Moonlight. And you spoke with him at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Miami earlier this month. Let's listen to what he told you about racism.
If we are constantly trying to get people who do not understand us, do not believe us to be human, to recognize us, what we are ultimately doing at the end of the day is falling into racism's most primal weapon, which is to frustrate us into proving ourselves all time. The great late Toni Morrison always talked about that's what racism's primal function is, to make us constantly have to prove that we're worthy.
Mm. This idea of having to prove yourself, a big part of his struggle.
Yeah. You know, David is facing this because he has to prove that even though he's really smart and he attends this, you know, school, that in his neighborhood, he can't be taken advantage of. And so he's constantly trying to prove himself to all these different people, which is why he's code switching so much. When McCraney talked during the NABJ convention, he talked a lot about code switching and how it helps disguise sometimes who we are even from ourselves. And he wanted to create a show that would sort of speak to that.
Winfrey's network has tended to produce more female-centric shows. I know them. Some of them are my favorites. How does this offering compare to the rest of what's on that network?
Well, it's interesting. This channel has had an evolution. I think it started out with a lot of shows, frankly, that didn't speak to Oprah Winfrey's core constituency. And this David Makes Man feels like it's an expansion of that. You know, it's a creatively ambitious show. It feels a little bit like an indie film that was turned into a TV show. And it's trying to speak to themes that I think black women can relate to, the struggles of their sons. Mm. And it'll be interesting to see how this show resonates with OWN's core viewership.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much, Eric.
Always a pleasure.